our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the we're in a podcast.
Oh, we couldn't even get through the intro.
I'm just annoyed at my game.
That was pretty quick.
Hello, podcast.
I'm one of your hosts, Adam or Holly.
I am the other one. Either Adam or Holly.
You pick.
I'm Adam.
Oh, I was going to leave it a mystery for our listeners to figure out whom was whom.
Then forget who I am.
Wait, is that... That's not where whom goes, right?
What do you want to start with?
I want to start with... You should get out your gripe about your game.
So I'm mad at Fallout. I'm trying to get a trophy to get like 100% happiness in a large settlement, and the game won't do it.
Mm-hmm,
so I'm like gonna look on how to do this.
Doesn't like it's pretty well known that it takes a long time though, right?
I guess.
That like even when you do meet the criteria, that whole like it just takes forever to work. To, like, put the numbers up?
I guess.
I don't know. You're at... Oh, I don't know. It's on pause. You're at woman spinning around on the screen.
What was that? 88% or something like that. Yeah. Let's do a crack-a-pack. That'll make me
happy.
Oh,
we're going to crack-a-pack? I thought you were going to draft with those.
Well, yeah, but it's a new set.
All right. Well, if we're cracking it, then we're cracking the one that's mine that I gave you.
Is that the Chandra one?
I don't know. Yeah probably.
With Chandra on it.
Okay.
You open it up and you tell me the name of the card and I'll tell you if I know what it does.
That's actually exciting again. It hadn't been for a while because you knew them all.
We didn't know them.
All right.
So this is
Art is way better on these too.
This is Oath of the Gatewatch. It's a new set that we haven't done a crack-a-pack for because we went to the pre-release last weekend.
We did. Well, by last weekend, you mean like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
It feels like longer ago than that.
It does. We stayed up till 5 in the a.m.
That was too late.
Remember, it was 5 a.m.
Too late, early.
And I woke up at 11.
You did, and then you went to another pre-release. That was too late, early, though. And let's not do that again.
Mm-hmm.
I could swing that even 5 years ago, but it's too...
I'm old.
I'm not old, but that... Like, when you regularly have, like, a time that you go to bed and wake up, and then you go to, like, a drastically different time, it's not good.
Yeah.
All right, Mackenzie Aronaut.
I think it's a core soldier ally.
Close. Core scout ally.
Core scout ally. It's a 1/3 flying for 2 mana.
Yep.
Okay.
Abstruse Interference.
Oh, this card's dumb. It's like counter...
Like dumb good or dumb?
No, it's just
because sometimes
dumb.
You say dumb
no,
when you mean
no, it's dumb
good.
Bad. It's like 3 mana to like maybe not... Probably not counter a spell.
Oh, unless its controller pays 1. You only have to pay 1 mana.
It's not a good card. I mean, you get a Scion token, but it's not worth it. Not for that.
Akum Flameseeker. How do we say that? Akum?
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 I say Akum.
Akum Flameseeker.
I don't know what he does. I think he looks for some flame. Is he the one where you tap him to discard a card and draw a card?
Yep.
Him and another ally?
Yep.
And a cohort?
Yep. He's a 3-mana, 3/2 human shaman ally creature. They got a lot of like qualifications on these ones.
There's a lot of allies.
Like human shaman ally.
Yeah. Well, their ally is like the third one.
Yeah, I know.
Because they're something else, but they're also an ally.
I don't know what I'm looking at here. I know it's a bad guy, though. Sky Scourer.
Oh, he's the 1/2.
Does he like take color off of stuff?
Probably. He scours the sky. Obv.
He's the 1/2.
Yeah, 1/2 flying, and when you cast a colorless spell, he gets +1/+0.
He's a 1/2 black that's not black. because he's too, he's black.
Oh, he's devoid. Devoid. Because right. He's a baddie, a bad person, man.
Saddleback Legac. This is a little cutie for the set, right?
He rhymes, too.
He's pretty cute. I still think that he'd in college a little cuter, yeah. But...
You like the Legac? He's a lizard?
Yeah, he's all right. He got, like, big spikies on his mouth.
In a pre-release, I had a combo with him. I had two of that guy and one of the Eldrazi Displacer, mm-hmm. which can, like, exile and return to the battlefield, like, for 3 mana. So he'd come back out and support again. Because he has support too.
That's 3/1 for 4. And his flavor text is, a good Legac will carry you through thick and thin. A bad one? Well, it's a tasty dinner. Raph Slug Eater, Goblin Shortcutter. Thanks, Raph.
Last name is Slug Eater?
Slug Eater.
I wonder how we got that name.
I would say that he's a vegetarian.
Okay.
And it's ironic. They're like, he won't even eat slugs. He's a goblin.
That's what goblins say.
Oh, that's a fourth voice I didn't know I had. Remember how I said I had three
voices? Oh, yeah, we have to do all our voices after this.
We'll get there. We'll get there. That's a different thing. Boulder Salvo.
Oh, that's...
Is this just a rock?
It's a big rock that they're throwing at someone.
Oh, it's a guy throwing a rock. It's a rockman throwing a rock. It's a lot of rockmen throwing rocks.
Yeah, so it's a 5 mana sorcery or instant. I don't remember. But
this
anyway,
is sorcery.
But if you cast another spell, it only costs 2 mana, which is pretty good. And does 4 damage to a creature.
Holdout Settlement.
Oh, that's a land. It taps for a colorless mana, or you can tap that in a creature to add 1 mana of any color.
Blinding.
Sorry, I can't find the answer to the question I heard.
I hate you, Alexa.
She's been hearing us a lot lately, like more than she's
I think
supposed
she's
to.
Broken.
We can change, it's like a new thing, you can change her keyword to echo, but that'd probably be worse. I feel like she'd mishear more if we said that.
Do you want to, would you rather, we'll try it. We
no,
can try it.
Well, she doesn't feel like a person if we rename her to Echo.
Yeah.
And I really want her to feel like
why
a creepy
her dumb
NSA
bitch?
Style person. That's not nice. And you can't.
You,
they
should.
Only, you can say Amazon, you can say Alexa, you can say Echo.
Oh, you can say Amazon?
Yeah. That would be a disaster. That would be a big disaster. Yeah. We say the word Amazon way too much.
So you should be like abstruse, like a word that we wouldn't say.
Yeah. I don't think they'll ever do that. Blinding Drone.
Oh, he's real good.
He's like falling apart? Or is that how he's supposed to be?
Yeah. That's how the Kozilek's brood is. They have like extra bits that float around them. He's a 1/3 for 2 mana, and you can spend a colorless mana and tap him to tap a creature, which is real good.
Nobody told them to have less arms, though.
I would probably pick him first so far in this pack. He's my first pick so far.
Kozilek's Pathfinder.
I don't know. Oh, is he the one that you can pay a life to add a mana?
Man, his arts
are so
confusing.
Is he like a 6 mana something? I don't remember
it's
what else
six
it is. 6
mana, 5/5, tap, colorless target, pay a colorless target creature, can't block Kozilek's Pathfinder.
Yeah, okay.
I can't, talk.
It's pretty good.
I just woke up from a small nap I didn't intend to take.
You had a nap. I'm gonna have a nap soon.
Yeah, for like 8 hours. You know, 8-hour nap. Tranquil Expanse.
That's a land, I think.
Yep. That sounds like it would be a land, doesn't it? And it is.
I don't... Oh.
This is the first uncommon.
Uncommon. Is that white-green?
Yes.
Okay. What's our next uncommon?
Were those tap lands? Is that what those are called?
Yeah, they're just coming to play tap
lands. Boring.
Yeah, they're just...
Lands.
They're boring uncommon.
Boring useful lands.
Made for limited because they won't ever be seen anywhere else.
Nope. Allied reinforcements.
Get some allies, some knights, 2 knights.
Mm.
2/2/2 knights for 4 mana.
Yep. Iona's Blessing.
Creature gets like it can block another creature, I think. Vigilance maybe, and then
and +2/+2.
+2/+2. Okay.
Iona's... Oh, the art's really cool, though. It's a guy with, like a bunch of light around his head.
Like an Ioun stone?
No, it's like a circle of light around his head.
Oh, it's a circle of light.
It's cool. Oh, dropped him.
What's the next one?
We have a Mythic Rare.
Oh.
See, this is why we're supposed to draft with these.
Okay, what is it?
It's Inverter of Truth.
don't remember what that does.
It is a 6/6 for 4 mana flying. When it enters the battlefield, exile all cards from your library face down.
You don't ever want to draft that card.
Then shuffle all cards from your graveyard into your
library. That's a garbage mythic.
Really?
Yeah.
Well then, there you go. We have a foil.
Okay, what is it?
Foil Grip of the Royal.
Okay.
This is a blue 3 mana instant for search for 2. Tap target creature, doesn't untap during its controller's next untap step, and draw a card.
Cool.
Pretty.
Yeah.
Because blue. It's like Underwater Tornadoes.
Uh-huh.
That's what that is.
What's next?
A Swamp and Eldrazi Scion.
Cool.
These full art lands are pretty cool. I wish they'd keep doing that. They're really cool.
But that's why they do it, because Zendikar's special.
I know. But they're cool, and I just wish cool. Just keep doing them. Oh, thank you. I should get some water. You talk. I'm going to get water.
I'm going to put these in the... That's not the one I'm looking for. Where the butts is it? This guy and this guy.
I thought you didn't care about him. You said he was junk.
Yeah, he's still a mythic rare.
Okay.
I mean, come on. Come on.
Still rarer than the other rares.
Come on. He's a 6/6 for 4 mana. What are you...
Yeah, but he's got a... like.
That's a drawback.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. You have to have a lot of stuff in your graveyard for him to be useful.
It's basically trade your graveyard and your library, right?
No, it's put your graveyard...
Oh, it's exile your library. Whole library, and then...
Then your graveyard is your new library.
Your library. So that's like the end of a game when you're milling yourself. No.
Yeah, you don't want that.
That's not a good card.
It's pretty bad.
Somebody thought that it might be useful in some way, though.
It is. It's a Johnny rare, which means that it's somebody has to build a deck around it, and they're going to do that.
What did you do with my cup?
So I put it in the cup plate where the cups go.
But I was using it. The cup hole. I was using it.
I don't know. It's over there.
Okay.
What was I doing? I'm real tired. I don't know what's happening.
You were going to talk.
We're doing a podcast. Hello, podcast listeners. This is a very important podcast.
You want to talk about our D&D that we did?
We killed a giant. And we killed... What else did we do? We climbed up a mountain badly.
Yeah. You guys climbed up a mountain real badly.
Yeah.
And you kept telling me you were doing the rope thing... But nobody told me what the rope thing was.
The rope thing is you tie a rope around yourself.
So I wasn't giving you any bonuses for doing whatever the rope thing is.
Yeah, you should know what it is.
And then you guys were
They said they're tying the rope around each other. You didn't.
No, you just said, do you have a rope? All right, we're going to do the rope thing. I was like, I don't know if
you just weren't paying attention, because they clearly said you tie the rope around yourself. So like if you fall, you don't fall so far.
No, what's going to happen is if you fall, the other person's going to fall with you. You're tying it around like a 12-pound child.
And then also a 250-pound armor man.
Yeah, that wasn't going to end well for anybody.
I mean, if anybody but armor man fell, it would probably be okay.
Yeah, that's probably
But he
true.
Had the lowest... He wasn't going to make it.
He wasn't going to make it. He failed multiple times.
Yeah.
The DC on that wasn't even that high. It was like 12. You guys are level 7.
Right, but it's only a dex modifier.
Yeah, I know.
That's all. Like, if you have a minus 1 dex modifier, that's
Which
a...
Which you do
have
when
two,
you're wearing super heavy
You
armor.
Have a 2/3 chance to not make it.
And you didn't. Yeah. Multiple. I think the most you fell was 60 feet, which is 66 falling damage. That was a lot. You died briefly.
I did. I got smushed by a giant.
You briefly died by a giant because you were all taking... You all had disadvantage in your attack rolls. Tell me, what was it about the giant that made you have disadvantage in your attack rolls?
I don't know.
Do you remember? No. Do you remember the extended dick joke that I made for like half an hour?
Oh, because the giant didn't have pants on.
Yeah, because what happened was we came across a giant and... You said, what does he look like? Because you were drawing a monster manual. You decided you were going to draw a book of monsters.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, what does he look like? And I was like, he's got like a ponytail and clothes. And then someone was like, he should have clothes. And I was like, fine, he doesn't have clothes. And he has a huge penis and you're all distracted by it. And now you're taking disadvantage on your attack rolls. So there.
So that's
Don't
what
contradict me.
What? I don't know anything about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Your monster manual is pretty good so far, by the way.
I have an owl bear, mm-hmm. and a giant, mm-hmm. and a chicken.
And a chicken. Did you decide not to put the... I thought you decided not to put the chicken in.
I don't know who... You decided that.
No, I thought because you asked if it was the monster, and I was like, no, it's just an animal.
Chicken monster.
And then your wolf pet killed you some chickens. No, not you. You, like, shot a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
For no discernible reason.
So I could eat it.
There's a bunch of chickens in a cave, which is weird.
Well, I tried to attack it with my sword, but then I realized after I killed it that my sword does necrotic damage, and it ruined the chicken.
You can't turn that off. I mean, you probably could have still eaten it, but
I don't want.
I wouldn't.
It's like eating zombie.
It is like eating zombie.
You don't want that. It's already rotten. Like, why would you want to eat that?
You're pre-rotting your meat.
Yeah.
It's like, what's a fermented meat that people eat? Meat so much they don't do the fermenting so much. It's more like soybeans and cabbage that people ferment. But there must be a meat that people ferment and then
pickles.
Eat. I guess a dry-aged steak is technically a fermented steak.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, in a different way. Did Remember, you say pickles? I didn't even register that.
You must be tired.
For a second. You think that's it? You think I'm tired?
Yeah.
I mean, I am, but...
I'm also tired. I'm going to bed.
Mm. We have so much more podcast left.
What do we have to talk about?
We have to talk about all the voices we can do.
Okay, what voice can you do?
So we were talking...
Three voices.
Oh, God. No, we were talking the other day about voice acting, I think.
Yeah.
And I was like, I only have, like, three voices. And it's, like, my voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other three are, like, a slightly higher version of my voice. And then, like, a baby voice, and then, like, a lower voice.
Okay, do all the voices.
Okay, which one? What am I supposed to say? Do you have voices?
I don't have any voices.
You do have voices. You have, like, a baby voice that you say when you're, like, I'm little. You say that a lot.
I'm little.
Yeah, you have that voice.
I don't even, I'm little. That's my baby voice.
That's the best you can do. I don't know, you probably have a baby voice somewhere.
No.
You have, like, a...
No.
you have, like, a lower voice, though.
Hello.
Yep.
This is my lower voice.
Then you have a fake lady voice, which isn't at all.
I'm a lady.
Your voices might be worse than mine. I'm not sure.
I'm a lady. No, that's from Little Britain.
You know what it's from. But it's also when you are a lady, when you pretend to be a lady.
I'm a lady. Oh, I'm a lady.
I have this voice, which is my regular one. I have a higher version of it. I could do, like, a higher one.
I could do a low voice. Can you hear how good my low voice is? Is that how...
I can be a baby.
That's a baby voice?
That's the best I can do.
That's
I
a baby
you,
voice?
I told you, all the voices I have. And then there was that other one I broke out earlier that I already forgot.
I just thought your baby voice is not a baby.
No, I could probably do a baby voice, but I'm too tired to think of it right now.
I'm a baby.
That's pretty good.
Babies talk?
Yeah, they cry a lot. Just cry a lot when you have a baby voice.
You ever see, like, a baby who doesn't know that he's like trying to cry but he doesn't know?
Yeah. He like wants to cry but he's not really sure if it's even gonna do anything.
He's like upset somehow.
Uh-huh.
So he just gives it like a test run.
He's like, maybe if someone's paying attention, I'll cry. If no one's paying attention, this is a waste of my time.
Yeah.
I like when babies don't know about facial expressions, so they just make all of them. Like, they don't know what to do with their faces. So their eyebrows go, like, three directions. And then their mouth is, like, it's always opening and, like, being weird. Oh, man, I wish you were all here for the live viewing of Adam acting these out.
I'm a baby.
And then when babies get, like, happy or upset or any emotion at all, they just, like, flap their arms a lot.
Because they don't know what to do.
Because they're like, this is the finest motor skill I have. Slapping my arms and kicking my legs. That's all I can do. No, you're not screeching enough. Screechier.
That's when I was a baby. That's how I did it.
Yeah.
I was just exasperated.
You just had a low voice from birth.
I was exasperated.
Oh my god, I really wish I could hear your prepubescent voice. Like, how cute were you as a child?
No, it was the worst.
You were so cute.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. I've seen baby pictures of you and you were adorable. Mm. And then you had some weird ears.
I'm a baby.
We all have some.
I'm a baby.
I was saying how we all have weird ears. I was gonna turn it into like a learning moment. Like,
they do.
We're all special because we all had weird ears. There were. Did you have kids that didn't have weird ears though? I swear we had kids in our grade like, never had weird ears.
They were just regular all the
time.
They
were just like they looked fine when they were 12. They looked fine. Nobody looks fine when they're 12. But I think we had some kids who looked fine when they were 12. You're supposed to look weird.
So there was no school today. So like a kid came in.
It was Martin Luther King Day.
I guess he was probably like 16 or 17. You know how they are.
Yeah,
the most awkward.
Yeah. No, you're more awkward when you're 14. You're starting to get it together by 16.
Yeah, I don't know.
17.
This kid, he was just like,
what did he need?
He needed a key
like a
for
car
something.
Key
yeah.
You know how you reminded me of the squeaky voice teenager on The Simpsons.
I don't know that.
Got like
one.
A squeaky voice.
Do the voice.
That's not gonna happen. I can't do like a pubescent man's
like voice. Like voice cracking. Like,
A little bit, yeah.
I'm 16.
I think my voice cracked a little bit. Even girls' voices crack, but just not much. Because your voice does. It gets lower no matter what your gender is, but it gets lower in a different way. Mm-hmm. Just not as low. Meanwhile, you get like a.
Hey. I'm a grown up now. This is my grown up voice.
You get the best voice.
Hey.
What if you talk like that? Just start talking like that forever. Just that's your voice now.
Yeah.
How many words can you say? Can you say just like 5 words at a time with that voice?
I can say whatever I need to say.
What do you think they'd do if you showed up to work and started talking?
I just
like
talk
that?
Like this, because if I talk any other way, it hurts my voice.
And that's like, you talk slower too.
Yeah.
You got like vaguely southern all of a sudden.
This is how I talk.
That's not.
I always do.
That's not how you've always talked. We record a podcast.
Did you ever notice that people from other countries, when they do an American accent, it's always John Wayne?
Is it?
Oh, no, that was in old Doctor Who episodes, it's always John Wayne.
Yeah, I can see that. I think a lot of time they default to Southern, too, because it's a little bit closer to their own accent, no matter where they're from. That doesn't even seem to matter.
I'm from Georgia.
You can cover it more.
Should I do different accent voices?
Oh, sure.
What do you want? Give me one.
Scottish.
Scottish.
So you
hello
just say
there.
That.
I'm from Scotland. That's my Scottish voice.
You have to say other words. Like, we should do. Is there like a quick brown fox?
Quick brown fox.
Isn't it the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy cow or something?
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog.
Oh yeah, that's what it is, a dog.
Yeah. I can do Irish too.
It's a little Scottish
bit,
is pretty good.
It's a little bit different, but it's still good. It's Irish.
I don't know. I hear a lot of Irish people on a regular
Irish?
Basis.
Yeah, oh, I guess you do. Well, excuse me.
I have conference calls with Irish people like every third day.
A shikitytai. Yeah, I'm from Ireland.
They all start it with a shikitytai.
A shikitytai. I'm a leprechaun.
That's how all the conversations are.
Give me another one. I'll do another one.
New Zealand.
New Zealand. Hold on. Brit. Remember how there's penguins?
Is it penguins?
Penguins.
Yeah. How is it different than Australian?
Australian is a little, it's rounder.
It's rounder, you're right, it's less pinched.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
New Zealand, Australia.
Some people can't tell the difference, sometimes myself included.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can. South African. You gotta watch more District 9.
Yeah, or Chappie.
I haven't seen Chappie.
I haven't.
Isn't it, we're not supposed to watch Chappie, like it's not good or something?
No, it's good. People just made fun of it because it's called Chappie.
Oh, but I thought the ratings were like it wasn't very good.
I don't know. Well, let's look it up.
Yeah, I thought you just looked it up yesterday.
Let's do an activity.
An activity. Look up this movie. Chappie. It was supposed... Oh, that's right. You were reading a review about it in Spanish, and it was like, you're expecting it to be Short Circuit. It's not.
Okay.
It's like way more adult, and you learn... The robot like learns to steal and stuff.
Directed by South African Neil Blomkamp.
Mm-hmm.
So there's Charlotte Copley.
Okay, you know, one thing I know about Wikipedia is it's not great with ratings.
It says Metacritic.
They don't put ratings.
How about Metacritic?
No, you want Rotten Tomatoes.
Why? Why not Metacritic? Doesn't they take all the ratings from everywhere and say one rating?
Do they have Metacritic for movies?
Yeah. 41 out of 100.
That's terrible. That is not good.
Well, I mean, that's what it is. I mean, Rotten Tomatoes rated at 31%.
Yeah, that's bad. It's not a good rating at all for a movie. Even a little.
Let's go to Rotten Tomatoes.
What did Hateful Eight settle down on?
Let's see. Hateful... How many?
Eight.
How many?
Eight.
The Hateful Eight. 75%.
Yeah, okay.
Best of Rotten... Certified Fresh... Rotten Tomatoes, 78%.
75 is certified fresh? Yeah. Just barely, then. I thought you'd be like 85 to be fresh.
The bad ones say...
Did they say it was boring?
It's as if Tarantino believing the interrogation prologue to Inglourious Basterds to be the best written scene of his career undertook to redraft a sequence that nearly feature length.
Yep, that's pretty much what it is.
That is the best scene, though, in that movie.
It is, it's true.
But and there's a whole movie that's just that.
Yeah, but... Oh, it was kind of boring.
Really? I thought it was great.
I know you did, and you're allowed to. I thought it was a little boring.
This guy says, it's too extreme, too violent, too besieged by its ensemble's overriding villainy to feel like anything but a dark chamber piece.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, you know what's not interesting? It's looking up reviews.
Except The Hateful Eight was real good.
Well, I know you think that, but there's a lot of movies you think are good that nobody else
thinks. I guess it was a Western.
What was that movie we watched yesterday? The weird, the house one. Coherence.
Coherence.
That was a weird movie.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Watch Coherence. My sister's doing this watch Doug Loves
Project
movies.
Almanac.
Watch all these
Almanac
movies.
Almanac was the name of the other one. I remembered it.
Yeah.
That's
that
on...
was like the Primer people.
Primer
people. People Who Made Primer.
No.
It's some kids movie who... that was the People Who Made Primer?
Yeah, that one is Upstream Color.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
It's about, I think we watched it. It was like a...
I don't remember watching it.
It was something that had to do with pigs.
Pigs?
I think it was like a virus or something that traveled through different...
No. I don't think I watched that.
Let me... Yeah, it's hard to remember... Because it wasn't really good. Hold on. I'm not looking
up. It's fine. When you make a movie like Primer, he might be done making movies.
Upstream Color. 84%.
Wrong. 84% critics, 70% audience.
Yeah.
People like you and me who know stuff about things and other stuff.
Okay, it's kind of a mystery.
Okay.
As technically brilliant as it is narratively abstract, Upstream Color represents experimental American cinema at its finest and reaffirms Shane Carruth as a talent to watch.
No.
So what's it about? It doesn't say what it's about.
Yeah.
Oh, there's something about flowers.
You probably can't say what it's about. It's one of those like...
It's about this.
I don't know, because what's Primer about? Primer's about time travel, but then
yeah,
so much more than that.
Okay, it's about two people whose lives and behaviors are affected by a complex parasite that has a 3-stage life cycle in which it passes from humans to pigs to orchids.
What?
See, pigs.
No, I get that, but orchids?
A man and a woman are drawn together, entangled in the life cycle of an ageless organism. Identity becomes an illusion as they struggle to assemble the loose fragments of wrecked lives.
So identity becomes an illusion. So they think they're orchids, or they think they're pigs, or... Don't read the plot. I mean, don't read the plot, but... That sounds terrible.
Okay.
It does. It might be good, but it sounds, on paper, doesn't sound good.
Yeah. No, I remember watching it. I just don't remember what it was like, how it went.
I don't think you watched it with me.
I might have just watched it by myself.
You might have just watched it by yourself. You might, you, not do that
been, you might have not been interested in it.
I might have not been interested, or awake, or home, or any number of something. Other things. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably watch that one again, because I don't remember.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're at a half an hour for our podcast.
We need to go more.
Do you? Well, I didn't. What do you mean no? I didn't
I
say
mean, no.
Okay, no what?
No, I like you. I painted my fingernails last night, and it's my favorite color I've ever put on my fingernails, which is ridiculous because this was free. Someone gave it to me, and even if it hadn't been free, it would have been like a dollar.
Okay.
And here I regularly spend like $10 and more on indie nail polishes, and this one is like cheap. You see? It's like nice. It's just purple. Pleasant. No, it's not.
Oh.
It's like a dusty rose orchid color. You know what? I know what that means. And some other people probably know what
I
that
think
means
it's
too.
Purple.
It's not. If anything, it's closer to pink.
It's pinkerple.
Pinkerple. Purpling.
Purpink.
Ew. Dan painted his nails on Friday.
I remember.
Apparently the blue chipped off yesterday, which is very depressing.
That's too bad.
And he texted me today. He's like, do you have extra black nail polish? And I was like, yeah, I do. Because
mm-hmm.
I do.
Mm-hmm. I'm aware.
You have no idea what I have for nail polish.
I
you
know
just
you
know
have
I have
extra.
A lot of it.
I know you have extra.
Do you just assume all my nail polish is extra?
Yes.
Well, it's not.
Professor Fuelan Fossil was at the men's...
Hold on. How do you spell that?
F-U-E-L-A-N. Fuelan.
F-U-E-L-A-N?
Fuelan Fossil.
That does, no,
was
that's
at the
dumb.
Men... I'm trying to tell you the
I know.
Thing.
I'm just telling you his
It doesn't
name
matter. The name doesn't matter. We'll call him Fred.
No, I like Fuelan, but continue.
Was at the men's club trying to raise money to continue to work on what he claimed was the greatest archaeological find to date.
Mm.
He had been to Africa on a dig where he unearthed a secret cave. Several hundred feet into the cave, he found what he claimed were the first drawings ever recorded by man. Not wanting to damage them with flashbulbs, he sketched the various scenes. The ancient drawings, done with animal fat and ashes, were of early tribal man hunting dinosaurs and wild boars.
There Is this really also, gonna be that easy?
There were also drawings of what appeared to be a series of ancient gods and religious dances. After looking at the sketches, Professor Quant remarked it was the boldest lie he had ever encountered.
Is it because dinosaurs didn't live at the same time as man?
I hope not.
Is that what this is going to be?
Because that's the dumbest answer.
I know, but I feel like it's going to be that. Is it that? You're tearing it up, so I assume it's that. Was it something else?
No, it was that. And that's
oh,
the dumbest
no.
thing.
That's
All right,
terrible.
Let's
Thank
do a good one. Let's
okay.
do a good one. Two mothers and two daughters were fishing. They managed to catch one big fish, one small fish, and one fat fish. Since only three fish were caught, how was it possible that they each took home a fish?
Two mothers and two daughters?
Mm-hmm.
That's a grandma, a mom, and a daughter.
Yeah.
That's easy.
That is easy. I figured it out as soon as I
read
it.
That's easy.
Put it in the back. I'll do another one. As you approach the center of a turning wheel, the speed decreases. Owing to this fact, does the exact center of a wheel rotate when the wheel turns? Explain.
I have a physics degree. How come I've never thought about this before? I don't think so. It's a point, so points don't do anything.
The answer...
Sorry, I didn't understand the question I heard.
What is with you?
We didn't even ask you a
we
question, Alexa.
We didn't even
Alexa.
Say anything to you.
Nobody said your name. The answer
uh-huh.
is yes.
Yeah.
Theoretically, the answer would appear to be no, since to move at all, it would seem the exact center is moving in two directions at once. which is of course impossible. The exact center of a wheel does turn, since the particle in the center of the wheel, be it ever so small, could always be divided in half, and this process would continue indefinitely.
What? Okay, I think they're trying to outsmart themselves here. And that's dumb.
Just, yeah.
I'm putting it in the back, and I get it. I see where they're going, and I don't
They're
like
trying
it.
To be... That's not even the back. That's like the near the back. There you go, that's the back. If you've been putting it just
it's
randomly
with the
in
right
there...
cards. They're split. There's like a split here.
Okay.
There's a rubber band around all of these cards.
There's no need to get angry about it.
And yes, sometimes I do just put it in the middle of the back.
Mm-mm.
Sometimes I do.
Not acceptable. You want to read one?
Deceptor. I almost promoted her. Him.
Or her.
There's very rarely ladies in this. Deceptor.
There was just three ladies that caught fish.
This is going to be dumb.
Tell me the question.
This is going to be stupid. I already figured it out as I was reading it. Deceptor, the famous magician, said he could put a bottle into the center of a room and crawl into it. How?
What, crawl into the room? What?
This is the whole thing. Said he could put a bottle in the center of a room and crawl into it. So, I'm betting he says, I can put a bottle in the center of a room and crawl into it. Yeah, he means the room. Deceptor put a bottle in the center room and went into another room. He then got on his hands and knees and crawled into the room where the bottle was. Can you tear that up for me, please?
Yeah, of course.
I like watching you tear him up. Better than I like tearing him up. That wasn't even a thing.
How many times can I tear it up before it's...
It's like a max of like 6, right? No, that's folding. Folding, you can't get over 8. While sitting in her easy chair... Oh, there's the lady. While sitting in her easy chair, drinking
beer. I remembered
beer,
you saying there were not a lot of ladies.
I know, I'm excited. Shouldn't I get a great name? Drinking beer and watching a ball game, Bertha Dribble decided to turn over a new leaf. She decided to get into shape. Not one to make rash decisions, Bertha hollered out to her husband to go to the library and find her a book on physical fitness. When Mr. Dribble got to the library, he saw a book with How to Jog on its spine. He snuck it out and returned home. Stole it? He stole a book from the library.
He stole it.
He stole a free book.
What a dick.
When Bertha finally glanced at the book several weeks later, she found that it had nothing to do with getting into shape. What kind of book was it? How to Jog. I'm assuming jog means something in some other, like, woodworking
or
something. Or
how to jog your memory.
Yeah, maybe. It was an encyclopedia. The book simply carried entries of words that began with how to words that begin with jog.
Okay, I get that.
No.
I'm not mad at
usually
it.
Usually they say a dash, though, don't they? Usually it has a dash on it instead of a
could
two.
Be, but I like that answer. I'm not even mad at that one.
I'm mad at it, but not in the same way. Not mad in the same way.
What way are you mad?
In the way that I didn't understand it. Oh. Clem and Joe work in a coal mine. At the end of the day, Clem and Joe come out of the mine and bid each other farewell for the night. Clem's face is dirty and Joe's face is clean. As Clem and Joe set out for home, Joe wipes his face and Clem doesn't bother. Since both men appreciate cleanliness, why doesn't Clem clean his face?
Can I see it?
Yeah. So Clem comes out dirty. Joe comes out clean. Joe wipes his face anyway?
And Clem doesn't bother.
And Clem doesn't bother, even though he wants to be clean. Is it raining? Maybe that's why Joe wiped his face?
Oh, that makes sense. Oh. Joe has a clean face, but when he looks at Clem and sees how dirty his face is, he assumes his face is also dirty, so he wipes it.
Oh,
Clem sees
whole...
that Joe's face is clean, and he assumes that his face is clean, so he doesn't bother.
That's the whole, like, go to the barber in town with the bad haircut. Because he does the good haircuts. you know that one, right?
Yeah.
You know that one.
Because somebody's got to cut the barber's hair.
You got to cut the barber's hair. Oh, no.
No?
I hate that You're riddle. I've always hated
back,
that riddle.
Coming back to it.
We might never come back to it.
We might never. Just read it. Pick it up and read it. Don't read.
They're like
don't
numbery though.
Don't pre-read it. That's cheating.
I know. I didn't want that one. That's the one where it's like everyone gives the tip, and then you split it back, and somehow it's a different amount of money. I don't like those ones.
Pre-reading is it not?
You know
not
what?
Okay.
I'm reading it now. I'm reading it.
Read it.
If you were
read
blindfolded
it.
And placed in front of a large bowl containing $50, $20, $10, and $5 bills, and you were allowed to take one bill at a time until you've taken four bills of the same denomination, what would be the largest amount of money you could draw?
50, how many was it? 50, 20s, 10s, and 5s?
Mm-hmm.
15, 45, 105, $305?
Let's see. It's $85. No, what's the most amount of money you could take?
305.
No. I don't think that's true.
Oh.
Hold on, maybe it is.
Is it 5s, 10s, 20s, 50s, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, 75. So, it's 85 times 3 is 255.
Plus 50.
Yeah, 305.
Yeah, that's what I said.
We just got to it a different way. Yep, 305.
It's just a number.
Just a number one. Just a math one.
Maths.
I don't like math.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't you, like, go
have
to school for
degree?
Science?
Yep.
Math science.
Yep. Mr. Dodgers volunteered to be the chief organizer for the world's tetherball championships. I don't think that's a real thing.
I agree with you.
There were 657 contestants from around the world. The tournament was set up whereby the winner would advance and the loser would be eliminated. Since there was an odd number of participants, the initial pairing leaves one player out. That player gets a bye and automatically advances to the next round.
Mm-hmm.
How many matches will Mr. Dodger have to schedule to determine the tetherball championship?
Oh, shit.
Parentheses, try figuring it out in your head.
I'm doing that. Okay, so...
Say it's 657 to start.
Okay, so then half of that is 300 and...
28. So 329.
It's still 328.
Yeah, so 328. So that's one round is 328.
Yeah.
And then two rounds...
Is another half that many...
So,
164.
Yeah, 164 after two rounds. And then 82 after three rounds. And then
41.
And then at 41, the bye person comes back in.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have... So 42 is numbers.
21.
Yeah, 21, and then another person gets a bye again.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're at 10... And then you have 5.
And then 3.
And then 3.
And then 2, and then 1.
And 2. I think it was 10.
Ugh.
6. Oh, individual matches is how many you need. It wasn't asking rounds. How many matches? How many people have to play each other? It's 656. It may seem impossible to figure it out in your head unless you got the aha. In actuality, you're trying to determine the number of matches needed to come up with 656 losers. Viewed in this light, of the 657
yeah.
people in the tournament, everyone will eventually lose a match except for the champion.
Yeah, okay.
That but I was thinking sense. Rounds, which was actually more fun.
That's good thinking, though.
It is.
Because there's one winner, everybody else has to play and
that's
lose.
That's the way a lot of those like puzzles and matches and stuff are. While working out with weights, Ari Gant had his personal trainer put a 25-pound weight on each end of the bar, a 10-pound weight on each end, and then 3 2-pound weights on each end. Ari then took over and lifted the bar above his head. How much did Ari lift altogether? So 25-pound weight on each end is 50, another 10 pounds is 70, and then 6 pounds on each side
more.
is yeah, I know, I get that. It's 82 plus another 20. How much is the bar?
I don't know. What does it say?
No, I think they're 45 pounds. It's 82 pounds plus the weight of the bar. Yeah.
Let's just add things together.
Yeah. Yep. They're not all winners. Can't all be winners. Pete Polyester is a used car salesman.
What a dick.
He sold half his cars plus one more to his first customer of the day. He sold so many cars.
He sold half of his car. What now?
Half his cars plus one more to his first customer of the day. To the second customer, he sold half the remainder plus one more. To the third customer, he sold half the remainder plus one more. And to the fourth customer, he sold half the remainder plus one more. Pete was now the proud salesman on an empty car lot. How many cars did Pete have for sale at the start of this fantastic day?
Okay, so half plus one more is two.
Well, half of two plus, so he
had two. Last one had two.
Last guy bought two, which means the guy before that bought three.
Half plus one more.
Or wait.
Well, no, because there'd be six.
The last guy bought two.
Six, so three, four. Six. Yeah, so six. Six were there because he bought four, which was half. It's three plus one. And there's two left.
Yep. And then...
And there was four rounds of this?
Yeah.
Okay, so half plus one, so 7, 14.
And then...
30? 30 cars.
I think there were 30 total.
Yep,
30. Trick is to work backwards. Yeah, we know.
Yeah, we did that.
We know about working backwards.
I've heard about it. Have you ever done long division?
Yeah. This is a picture one, so it won't work.
So draw the picture.
Yeah, but it's a podcast. It's a podcast.
Describe the picture. Let's just be done with this. It's 45 minutes.
Oh, are we really at 45 minutes?
Yeah, we just did
that. How the time flies when we like doing riddles. I like the riddles.
Whoa,
you want to say that out loud for everyone to hear?
Do the riddle butt.
Oh, did you say do the riddle butt?
Do the riddle butt. I think so.
Yeah, what does that mean exactly? Because now you have to explain
it. I think it's almost bedtime.
Yeah, well, maybe it is.
I'm just going to have a nap right here.
No, you should turn off the podcast first.
Good day. Good evening.
That's not how we turn off the podcast.
After a while, crocodile.
Oh, you're so close. Hold on. Is there another vegetable you can make into like a goodbye greeting? Like,
see you later, broccoli.
No, can it, cabbage?
What?
I don't know.
I'm a baby. Okay, bye. Later, taters.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.